If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment, no maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com. Or a retailer near you.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up, Miss Lip Service? I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm L'Oreal. And
what up, what up? How y'all doing?
The craziest person in the land?
Nah, hell no. Never. What's good, though?
Nothing.
A lot of people, and myself, I will say, too, we didn't like that interview you just did where you was talking about people.
Nah, I seen you said that on Breakfast Club or whatever. Like, to be honest, go ahead. You can go ahead, finish what you're saying, and I'll talk.
I just didn't think, I think you could tell a story, but you don't have to say who it is.
Nah, see, after I did it, I don't know if y'all was in tune or whatever. Like, I went live with Fat Joe. Like, I literally hit Nori, like, yo, I don't want this out. I don't want to come out. Please edit it. I will pay for whatever will go on with the interview, however it costs or whatever. Like, I'll take care of it. Like, I felt bad about the fact, you know what I'm saying, after the fact. But, I mean, you know, that is my truth. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I didn't want it to come out like that. And I knew they was going to clip it up and make it like a thing like that. And I asked them not to, but they did it anyway. So
you're saying you do feel bad about it?
No, of course. You know what I'm saying? Like, after the fact. But I mean, at the same token, like, it is my truth. You know what I'm saying? So, but I feel like it could have been a little more tasteful than what it was. But shit, it was Drink Champs. You already know what they did. You know what I'm saying? And how it happened.
I feel like this, and I know I say this a lot. Like, for women, I feel like when you deal with a guy, you sleep with him, you have sex, whatever, as adults, you don't want people to go afterwards and, like, talk about it and do it.
But you just don't want that. Yeah, this 20 years ago, though. You know what I'm saying? It's not, like, a thing. And, like, we like, trust me, like, I have more things that I could have said or talked about or experiences. But that was just something that was so old. But I didn't take in consideration where her life could be right now and what she could have going on. And that's what my thing was with Nori. Like, yo, like, let's not put that out there. And he told me he wasn't going to put it out. And of course, like a nigga, he went and chopped it up and then used all the shit as clips or whatever. So it wasn't nothing I could do about it, you know?
So have you spoken to Nori since it's coming out, since it came out?
Nah, what is there to say? Nori, my man, still, you know what I'm saying? But, like, ultimately, I'm responsible for the situation because it came out of my mouth, you know what I'm saying? So I just got to take that one on the chin and, like, you know, like, I fucked up, you know what I'm saying? Y'all don't see for me, so I mean, I get my chance to fuck up once every, like, 5 years or something like that shit, like, for real, for real.
Every 5 years.
Yeah.
I never seen that law. Where is that written?
Yeah, shut up, L'Oreal. Yeah.
I want to know, because you know, I was a little shocked, you know, because it went a lot of places, and I know you pretty well, and you know, I didn't think that you would like. First of all, why the hell are you speaking on the dead about naked, her being naked though?
Oh, Whitney.
Yeah, Whitney. I wasn't even thinking about
that. That's my life, yo. Right. I can't make this shit up. You know what I'm saying? So if I write a book or they make a movie about my life, it's going to be what it's going to be. Like, people can go and say whatever the fuck they want about me. You know how these people will drag me through all this shit or whatever, and any assumptions or anything, anybody say something about me, I'm all the way thrown under the bus. But if I tell my truth, it wasn't like I was lying. Like, it'd be different if this wasn't my experience. Like, I grew up in the industry. Like, it just is what it is. Like,
right.
For real, like, something that might have happened to me 15 years ago, that person probably is famous or still in the industry, because you know how this shit go. Like, we grew up in the industry. Like, it just is what it is.
So what do you think the rules are with, like, dealing with somebody in that nature and, like, moving on forward from it? Do you think that is something that, well, obviously you talked about it, but if somebody did that with you and told, like, some business that they know about you, you would be okay with?
Bam.
I'm talking about somebody you were dealing with, like, dating.
Mad people, yeah, mad women that I've dated have had opinions about me and said things about me. Like, it is what it is. It just comes with the territory.
Like, what kind of things do they say about you?
Shit, I don't know. Shit, you would have to ask them. I don't even dwell on it.
But I think that's just all it is. It's kind of like, you know, it's not like we look on a blog and every day is like, Berg this. And not saying that you do it every day, but it does. Like, do you feel like women are going to react different towards you after this? Like, scared to have sex with you or something like that?
It's a tell ass.
Because you're going to tell. Like, Berg, you're told. Like, you know what I mean? Do you feel like people would think twice about that?
First and foremost, you know, out of all people, that I don't get out like that. I talked about something that was 20 fucking years ago.
No, and I understand that, like, but you still did it. So you hurt some people's feelings, right? So,
and I apologize for that. And I didn't want that to come out. But to me, what I'm saying to you is 20 years ago. Like, you know, people I've
come on, Jeezy. No, I'm joking.
If you put the shoe on the other foot, a woman thinks, like, why is he talking about this from 20 years ago? You know what I mean?
I know, and that's why I didn't want it to come out, Stephanie. But at the same token, I was on a platform, not saying that Nori and I'm thirsty for content, but, like, you knew what they was going to go do with that. Like, if I said something right here that was crazy on this, we would have an offline conversation, and y'all would be like, you know what, it might not be in good taste for you to say that or something like that, because y'all are women. If I would have said that on this platform, and I'd have been like, you know what, I don't like that. We should take that out. Y'all would have considered doing that. He didn't consider doing that and made clips about it.
Taking it out.
I was about to say.
Remember when we did an episode of Lip Service and we ain't never put it out because it was so crazy? I'm like, I'm not trying to ruin these people, because it was like, it wouldn't have sounded good.
Times we've had to fix something.
But yeah, also, so. I've had incidents where I've interviewed somebody and they've elaborated and told me all kind of things, and then afterwards asked me to take it out, and I'm like, nobody put a gun to your head for you to say it. Like, you want to keep that relationship, but I mean, that's happened to me with someone else, and I just basically looked at it like, bro, you volunteered additional information, so you knew what you was doing, but this person was not drunk, so maybe that is, like, the difference. But I think when you go on a drink champs, you know you're gonna drink. Like, you know, you kind of lip service, you get lit. Like, we just do that. But I think we have a responsibility.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay.
That's it, Berg. You're apologizing, but you're still kind of not admitting you're wrong. And that's it. You don't have to.
No. What I said was very, it wasn't wrong. It was just in bad taste. It was in poor taste of saying it. It was no right or wrong to my actual life, but it was in poor taste not considering what her life is and how it would affect the people around us. So I'm totally apologetic for that, but I'm not apologizing for what I've lived and been through. You know what I'm saying? Like, and to me, honestly, like, that was like a shocking thing to me. Like, that was like the first time I ever experienced that ever in my life. I was like 15 years old. You know what I'm saying? So that was just something that it just happened. For real.
I mean, I feel like some people will listen and be like, they're not sure who we're talking about, and we're talking about Notori. Correct.
See, but you saying names.
I'm going to say her name because you're apologizing. And we got to know who we talking about, because it can't just be no context. This is all over the blog. It's not like I'm blowing it up. But so moving forward, because I don't want to, you know, beat up that Notori topic too much. But so what are you doing moving forward? Because you had a situation you also talked about with a woman that you might have been dealing with. Would you still date a girl or deal with any women meeting them off of Instagram?
No. Like, I mean, I got to, like, thoroughly, like, you can't come around me or come to my crib or nothing like that. We can meet out, you know what I'm saying, and get to know each other or whatever. But as far as that, like, nah. Like, and it's been like that for a while. Like, the girl that we was talking about or whatever, like, I had known that girl, you know what I'm saying? But, like, not dealt with it. You know, like, how you casually kick it with somebody, you know what I'm saying? And you guys, you know what I'm saying, link up from time to time. But, like, that was just what that was. It was just unfortunate. I just think that was a thing that was, or it still is a thing that's just happening out here in L.A., you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just what they was on.
Have you spoken to her ever since then, or
for what?
Never.
Nah, like,
because I would imagine she would still be trying to lie and act like she wasn't a part of it. You know what I mean? So trying to reach out.
Nah, y'all could watch what I said. Like, she was most definitely a part of it. She asked me for money immediately after. You know what I'm saying? Try to extort me. Like, what are you talking about?
When are you going to get a nice girl and settle down?
Come on, Bert, because I'm panicking over here, child.
Nah, I mean, shit, it's going to happen when it's supposed to happen, but it is what it is. You know, I'm thugging. I'm working. Like, I work nonstop, so it's kind of hard for me to have a girl or just, like, devote any type of time to it. I feel like when I do, I want to put my, like, energy into it. And if I'm spreading myself so thin with being everywhere and still working, and especially through this pandemic and all that other stuff, like, shit, I'm more focused on my career. Like, I'm at the prime of my career right now, for real.
Love is beautiful, honey.
Embrace it. You know, it's all love, you know what I'm saying? But at the same token, it's hard to, I think that what I'm going through right now is that I've been through so much, and then now I've worked myself up to be like, man, like, I got the bag that I got more money now than I had ever when I was young Bird. So, like, now it's just like, damn, like, really trying to find out who really fuck with you like that for actually being you. You know what I'm saying? Because there's so much shit that come along with it.
Where do you draw your inspirations from? Because you do a lot of love songs. So if you know, you just working all day, I know sometimes you need a little something to get your mind clear. So what do you do?
Nah, I'm a lover. I love, you know what I'm saying?
But who you loving then? Like, not names, please, no. I mean more so, because if you don't have a steady situation and you're not, like, where would Berg go to meet women if he's always in the studio?
Shit, I don't got no girl right now. Like, I'm not even really dating nobody. I ain't fucking nobody right now, for real. Like, I'm just tunnel vision on what I got going on.
What's the longest you've gone without having sex?
I don't know. Like, some months. You know what I'm saying?
How many months, Bert? Come on. I know you know.
Months?
I don't believe him, but I want to hear this.
Well, I mean, do head count? Like, what if
I knew it. I ain't believe
it. Certain people
girls gotta, you know, just give head and not have sex?
Yeah. For sure.
I can't think of, unless it's my man. I can't think
of. Yeah, got to be my nigga.
With some girls, like, it's. I mean, that's because we cut from a different cloth, and we, like, you know what I'm saying, a little older. I mean, these young girls, like, they don't give a fuck. Like, you know what time it is right now in this era? Like, it's just different right now.
Have you ever ate pussy and not had sex?
Maybe because I wanted to, you know what I'm saying? Like, just to do it, but it wasn't
But what else would be the reason?
Like, I've been through that.
No, it's not like I'm just gonna eat some pussy and then, like, bitch, just get up and be done with me. Like, nah, hell nah.
What if that happened?
Probably would love that.
I don't think that's gonna happen. I think I eat pussy well enough that you don't want to fuck me after I eat your pussy.
You might eat it so good that she's done.
Yeah. And maybe she's a squirter. She don't want to be touched again. What? Because you know how some women, if they come, they don't want to be touched again.
I think that, you know, if I'm eating your pussy, then we have a rapport and, like, we like each other to a certain extent. So you're going to want to bless me. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real.
Basically, you're not just going around eating everybody pussy.
I don't think you could do that. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like guys say that, but then they'll probably will. And
we all come on. Any nigga is lying to you if they like, yo, they haven't, like, had an experience where they met a girl the first time they fucked and they ate. I mean, all right, look. So if you meet a dude and y'all kicking it, y'all get intimate for the first time, and he don't eat your pussy, like, how would you feel about it?
I don't think we would be having sex.
Yeah, I think that's usually how a guy gets me.
Yeah, they got to kind of do that first. That's like warm up.
That's like how you seal the deal on getting a pussy. Let's be real.
Yeah.
That's the intro.
I think I've actually had sex with guys that I didn't want to have sex with because they got to eat in my pussy.
Berg's like, I just put a beat on. Well, like,
yo,
nah, but that's facts. Like, what else?
I don't know, Loria. You tell me. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so if a girl goes to fuck you and she doesn't give you head, do you feel like, bitch, what's up? Like, give me a little bit of head. Or are you just okay?
I don't know. Like, I don't think every girl, you know, some girls don't really know it. If you don't enjoy sucking dick, I really don't even want you to suck my dick, for real, for real. Like, don't play with it. You know what I'm saying? We might as well get straight to it. Like, I like eating pussy, so if I'm gonna eat your pussy, that's why I'm gonna do it. You know what I'm saying? But if you ain't got your heart into it, I don't think you should be sucking no dick, and I'm cool if you don't, for real.
You put your heart in sucking dick?
Nah, just like if you don't plan on giving it your all, then why even do it? That's like anything in life, your career, you know what I'm saying? Everything, for real, for real.
We were just watching something or talking about something where a girl was giving head and she threw up on the dick, wiped her mouth, and kept going. If a woman threw up on your dick and like you have literally have throw up on you, what's up?
That's definitely happened to you.
I'm not.
You just talked about all the crazy things in the industry.
I know.
Tell me that nobody never threw up on your dick.
No, I don't like throw up. I don't like throw up.
One time I was so drunk, I threw up. I like felt it come up and I
swallowed it.
Back up. So there was no evidence.
Well, that's your business. So shit.
Exactly. He was like, oh my God. Where he
you have to feel that wetness. Like, cause that's happened to me before too. And it's usually when you're drunk as fuck and you're like, oh my God, why am I even sucking dick? But
I
like,
I've been on this show before. Y'all different. I don't like throw up. I don't like bathroom.
That's
stuff.
No, it's like no, but that's not what I'm saying.
Bathroom. I don't like
it. We don't like throw up. But what I'm saying is, if you make, I mean, if you like get your mouth a little bit full, you don't feel your, somebody's definitely thrown up on your dick before.
Yeah, swallowed it up and no evidence was left behind.
Yeah.
See, but nah, but what y'all talking about is two different things. If y'all talking about the video that I saw, that I'm thinking of.
Yeah, the video, we scratching that. Like, that's done. You already said
that's
no.
That's disgusting, though. Like, you're not just going to curl on me. And then, like, I'm
going to I think that's disgusting. Going.
That's too nasty. Yeah, like, too nasty.
What if it was amazing until then, though? You're not going
to
stop.
And you just about to come.
I would be so embarrassed.
Yeah, I think that the moment would be so fucked up that I probably wouldn't even be into it no more. Like, it would probably throw me off. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of like
think
okay.
Of the
like,
girl that threw up on you and then wiped it and tried to keep going.
Yeah, like that's savage. Like, that's like fucking a girl and her period come down and then you actually looking down and just be blood all over you and you just like, fuck it, I'm gonna
oh
keep
my
going.
Lord.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not the vibe.
That's gruesome.
Oh my God, that's not the vibe. No.
But you will run a red light, so, but just not if you see it.
I think if you dating somebody and you like got a long term relationship, then yeah, you probably be fucking, like, you know what I'm saying? But I think you ain't with nothing wrong. Like, you better put a rub on or something like that. Like, that shit, that's bugged out. Like, I can't.
So I was going to ask you this now, since you said you were willing to talk about anything today. So people say that you are like an abuser, you've beaten women before. How do you respond to that?
Nope. Nobody says that, but Instagram and blog comments or whatever, no woman that ever been involved with me or whatever has ever said that. Like, and that, I hate that people still talk about like, fuck shit that happened. That's like, that shit is like 5 years old, like 7 years old. I ain't been on Love and Hip Hop in like 6-7 years, and that's just something that they took and they did their own shit. Then people still see me, you know, like, I was just with Masika probably like a month ago. We just went to Mr. Child's and hung out and all type of shit. Like, so they went and turned that shit for the story. Like, with me, it's no cut on it. Either you really like me or you really hate me. It's no really gray area. So if like something goes out to the blogs, they not going to be giving me the benefit of the doubt or nothing like that. And like, shit, I mean, it's just come with the territory about it being in this business and being who we are, for real, for real.
You're a little bit of a hypocrite, and I'm going to tell you why. Because you just said, I hate when people talk about that. That was 5 years ago. But then you're like, 20 years ago, I see this and that you can't, but you got to respect
that's
the way you want to get the respect.
No, that's not
it's the same thing, but
no, that, that, that's me. What I said is a false thing that never happened. What I said 20 years ago is some shit that really happened in real life.
But some people beg to differ because you went to jail.
No, I did not go to jail.
It was on the blog. You didn't go, so that was paid?
Hell no. What the fuck are you talking about?
I thought with the Masika situation, you got locked up.
Hell no, nigga. It was an altercation that happened. I never went to jail, nigga. I went to the fucking, to the station and they gave me a fucking citation. I left. I ain't go to jail.
Okay. I don't know. I'm not saying like you got locked up and, but, you know, arrested. Berg? Like, where is he?
Here he go.
Hey.
Why the fuck you hung up on us?
My phone died, yo.
Yeah, right. You just fucked up.
My phone probably died.
And we're back.
And we're back, guys. And we're back.
Yeah, sorry that y'all talked all that shit about him because y'all thought he hung up.
Y'all niggas ain't shit. And no, like I'm saying, I ain't never been in no jail.
Not jail, because I think when I say jail, it sounds like you got sentenced and all that good stuff. But you got, like, you know, locked up. What's the difference?
No.
You said you went to the station, so how did you get there? In an Uber?
Like, nah, I mean, no. If an altercation happens, like anything else, that's what happened. And then shit, I went to the station and that was it.
Mm-hmm. Now, how's Jeremiah doing?
He's doing better, man. I feel I appreciate all the prayers from everybody or whatever. He's doing better. He's in a better space than he was, and I'm just really happy about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to speak too deeply on his situation because I'm not in Chicago. I'm not with him. I'm getting my information third party from his family, from his mom, and the people that's around him. So, I mean, but from what they're telling me, he's definitely in a better space than he was.
How have you been moving around with the COVID situation going on? Like, do people come in the studio? Do you check their temperature? Like, are you that strict on it? Or, like, what's up?
I just been with my people that I know ain't sick and then shit. Like, I don't know. When I travel abroad, like, I've been in Atlanta and Miami and shit like that. So, they all, other studios got their own rules and how they, you know what I'm saying, protocol. But, like, I ain't stopped working, to be honest with you. Like, shit, if you look today, 7 songs that I produced or co-wrote on or whatever came out. So, I mean, shit, it is what it is.
Only reason why I ask that is because I know you and Jeremiah are pretty close and y'all work in the same kind of environment. So
I haven't been around him in some months now.
Oh, you know, okay. Right.
He's been in Chicago for a little bit, you know. So, and I've been in L.A. and just moving around. So I haven't seen him in a long time, probably like a couple months, two months.
Yeah, you can do a lot of shit. Like, just so much stuff.
Like, 5 lives worth.
How does that affect you, though? Honestly, because it is a lot. Like, obviously, great things have happened for you, but there's been some really traumatic experiences and some lows. How does that affect you?
It don't affect me at all. It's my life. It's just, you've been through a lot of shit. It's just that your shit is not public. You know what I'm saying? Everywhere you go, it's just my life.
But it affects me. You can't tell me, like, look, we just talked about how, like, now you don't want to have, you know, you're not going to meet women on Instagram anymore, have people come to your house. That affects you because of something that happened. Everything that happens to you, I guess, makes you move differently somehow or treat people differently. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think that was supposed to happen. I just don't think it's smart to be bringing random people to where you live anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I think that that was just a lesson I had to learn personally myself, you know. And you hear people say it, like, nah, you shouldn't be doing that. But sometimes you got to go through experience things for you to be like, nah, fuck that. I can't be moving like that no more.
And you did say you feel like you're suffering from PTSD, obviously, behind the situation. Did you say that?
Yeah. But it's hard to trust people. It's just hard to trust people. You know what I'm saying? You don't know who or what, or, you know what I'm saying? Anybody capable of nowadays, for real.
And then you also don't know why certain people want to even be around you, right? Because I assume a lot of people that are in the spotlight have that issue too. When you meet new people, I don't know why this person wants to be around me. Is it for the right reasons?
Oh, I know why motherfuckers want to be around me, because they want to get something from me. You know what I'm saying? Because it's beneficial. When it ain't beneficial for people to be around you, then they don't want to be around you no more. For real, for real. So I just think it come with it.
I also feel like some people that gain a lot of success end up being around a lot of new people. And it's like kind of like they don't realize what's going on because people move in and they work towards, you know, what you like and stuff like that. So have you had to, like, check yourself from being too close from people after this situation that you just was like, fuck it, I can't deal with these people like that?
I ain't mixy like that, no way. Like, you done been around me. I ain't mixy like that. I don't got no niggas around me. I just move with me, my security, and if we work together, then them the people that I'll be around. Like, I don't really kick it. Like, I don't be out like that.
Have you been spending less money during the pandemic?
Mm-mm.
Or more? Because I find that I haven't really been buying clothes or bags or nothing like that. Because I'm like,
I'm burning this shit. $5,000 outfits to wear once and put it on Instagram or whatever. But it's like, it ain't shit to do. So you got to find out what you really love, you know what I'm saying? And just go ahead and to make yourself happy, to keep your spirits up when you're dealing with all this death that's happening, all the bullshit that's going on in the world, everything that's going on. It's like, you gotta do something to make yourself, you know what I'm saying? Have a little vibe.
So what keeps you happy outside of doing music?
Topping, apparently.
Shopping.
He said that's not enough. So you know.
Masturbating.
Oh, masturbating. Do you masturbate, Berg?
You know he does.
I do masturbate, but I don't like it when you do it, because after you done, like, as a man, you be like, yo, I'm trash. Like, why did I do that? Like, for a girl, it's, yeah. Do women feel that way? Because as a man, I'd be like, oh, like, I'm disgusting. Like, why I do this? Like,
no, for me, I think it's gross. All right, before I masturbate, I'm like, oh God, I wish I had a man here. Oh, I just feel the body of a man. And then I look at my toy and I'm like, okay. And then I take the toy and after I come, I'm like, a man. What the fuck do I need a man for? As if I'm going to sleep.
That's the emotions
of masturbating.
I hate toys. And y'all know, like, before this show, I never fucked with toys. And it's like, what's his name? Doc Johnson. So we got some toys from that company. And, like, it was to a point where, like, I used it. And one day I was so disgusted, I just threw the shit right out. Like, this is fucking disgusting. Yeah, because I'm like, why am I fucking plastic? Like, it just, I don't know, it just seems weird.
Well, I mean, I just use a vibrator for the outside.
That's what I mean. To me, that's the fucking.
Insides. Like, I don't fuck myself, but I'm telling you, coming for me after I come in the bed, before I go to sleep,
it's relaxing.
It makes the lonely feeling go away.
It's relaxing.
Yeah, I don't need a man. I got money. I got a nice bed. I'm happy. I just came.
For a man, like, it's mad different, though. Like, I don't see my, like, I don't know. I think, like, I don't know. Like, if I masturbate, it's probably, like, in a shower or something. Like, I ain't finna just be, like, in my bed, like, just whacking myself, laying in bed. Like, that's mad weird.
With lotion.
The visual of a guy of him in the shower masturbating is so funny to me.
That's why I don't masturbate a lot, because it's like,
what are you supposed to
do? But, like, do you use the soap?
But I'm like, where are you supposed to do it? Like, that's why, as a man, like, where are you supposed to masturbate?
In the toilet? I don't know.
What?
To make noise.
So you supposed to sit on the toilet?
No, like, face the toilet, right? Because where are you going to come?
You supposed to stand up and whack yourself? I don't know, like, this shit.
You standing up in the shower?
That's not sexy.
Yeah, or do you lay down?
It's not like, it's just awkward. That shit mad awkward, yo.
You know, make noise while you masturbate? Like,
No, nigga.
Why?
Yo, as a man, masturbating is just trash. Like,
no, I'm picturing trash. A man, like, a man. A nice shower, like the kind of shower you probably have in your house, just in there by himself, the shower steaming. It sounds just so depressing.
Look how that sound. Like, look how that shit sounds.
He rubs his nipples against the fucking glass shower. Do you watch porn to get it started, though? Or are you just, like, use your thoughts?
It's all about me tonight.
Hey, yo, dog. No. I don't do it often, so I can't tell you the routine or the ritual.
A ritual.
Yeah, like, I don't got the playbook on that. For real, for real.
You don't masturbate on FaceTime with a girl? Like, you've never done that where you're like...
Nah, that feel weird to me, too.
You tried it?
Nah. It's just
how would you know it feels weird?
Like, it sound weird. Like, what do? You got the phone in one hand, you whacking yourself with the other. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, you can put the phone on something. You never had a girl masturbate while she was on FaceTime with you?
Nah, I just get videos and shit like that. Like, I ain't really...
Not live.
I feel like that's for, like, you in a relationship. Like, if you was in a relationship, then you probably would FaceTime your girl or whatever, or she would FaceTime you if she getting it popping like that. But, like, I don't know. Like, not just random. Nah.
When's the last time you've been in a relationship?
Years. I don't know. I can't even tell you. I mean, shit, the internet gonna tell you that Masika and Hazely and all these other motherfuckers, I was in a relationship with them. That shit was all fake. All that shit was fake. So that was like 6-7 years ago. So I can't even tell you. I really like been grinding, for real, for real.
But you actually went on Love and Hip Hop with somebody you were dating, though, before they tried to plug you with other people. We're not going to say no names, but you were...
I ain't name dropping her name, nah. But yeah, I was on the show with actually someone I was dating at the time.
And did that broke y'all up because of the whole situation, or did y'all... Did you stop talking? Did y'all stop talking behind the show?
Yeah, from the shit that was on the show, like... You know, they was attacking her, and like, it just wasn't a good look for her. And I ain't know she even left the show. And then Mona just appeared out of thin air, like fucking Cruella DeVille. Like, you're my Stevie J of loving hip hop Hollywood. I'm like, yo, what are you talking about? And then they just forced that kind of the situation with the other girl on me. And at that point, I was so deep into it. We had been shooting for 3 months or something like that. And then I really wanted to be on the show to show people that I was making music behind the scenes, and like Nicki and Puff had allowed me, like, yo, you can say our names and do all this other shit, name dropper. So like, that was the reason why I continued to do it. I thought about quitting at that point, for real.
Listen, I called Berg called me, sorry, Hitmaker called me, and I was like, please do not do this motherfucking show. How many times did I ask you not to do the show? Like 1,000. I did not want
to. How many times I asked you not to do the show?
No. You helped me out, actually, when I did the show, too, because they tried to do some funny shit.
So why they don't talk about that no more with you? Like, how did you escape the fucking Love and Hip Hop?
Because I'm on a nationally syndicated television show. I mean, radio show as well.
It's super long ago, though, too.
Yeah, it's super long ago.
7 years ago.
First Love and Hip Hop.
He was on the year right after me. We were back to back.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So why
like
the fuck?
Love and Hip Hop LA started.
Because I'm not playing that shit. Like, I don't get that shit off my head. It's different because I feel like with you and your space, you've done stuff that like comes up and comes up and comes up. I feel like with me, I wasn't with that shit. Like, when I was on there, I even was uncomfortable doing anything on there. Like, you played with Mona. I did not play with Mona. You get what I'm saying? That's the difference.
I
was like, I want to pretend this is my manager, but instead I told them I'm gonna have you come on.
Yeah, I didn't want, because they wanted to link up shit with jail and get niggas locked up, and then they tried to
Rich Dollars your boyfriend or some shit on the show?
Rich Dollars was never my boyfriend. Calm it down. See, look at you trying to start.
No, I was asking.
Don't start with me, Berg.
They wanted him to pretend to be her manager.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they wanted him to be my manager, but the whole situation wasn't for me. Like, even how they convinced me, like how I decided to come into the show, it just was all not for me. And you already know, you knew Winter. So, like, I actually know you because of Winter and...
Your manager.
She's not my manager. She was nothing.
She was at the time, right?
And she's still nothing, but...
And they wanted L'Oreal to fight me. They wanted her to get mad at me. They had this whole thing.
And then I'm like, so sensitive. I started crying. I'm like, Andrew...
So if y'all know all that, then you gotta, so you know how my shit is fabricated on that fucking show too. You know what I'm saying? So
everything is fabricated on that show.
I believe yours.
Yeah. Oh, you believe my
I believe yours too.
Y'all just put up your bullshit with me because we really know each other.
I did. I was like, Berg, please, no, don't do this.
All right, L'Oreal, quit playing with me. I know your secrets too, L'Oreal. Don't make
I didn't tell none of your secrets.
All right, cool.
I'm not scared, but I didn't tell any of your secrets.
I ain't scared. We good.
Anyway, we have the power of editing. So say all you will.
You see, it's dirty out here.
I think you would write a book, since you mentioned that earlier.
Yeah, of course. My story is like motivation. Like, I done been through a lot of shit, like you said. You know what I'm saying? Like, even before people knew me as Young Berg, when I was Iceberg with DMX, and I've seen so much shit, and I've just been around so many different things that, like, my story is kind of like one of the craziest for real. It got to be told. Mm-hmm.
Do you think you could ever be in a committed relationship?
I want to. I ain't gonna lie. Like, you know what I'm saying? We getting old shit. It is what it is. Like, I want to, but I don't see a lot of successful shit around me. You know what I'm saying? Everybody that's around me or people that's in my lifestyle, they don't really, it's not a lot of success stories for that, unless they like the generation that was before me. You know what I'm saying? Like, they might be settled down, but I don't really see nothing that's successful. But I'm still open-minded to it. Like, I want to, in my mind, like, I want, in my heart, I want to have, like, the house, the kids, the all that other shit. But I don't even, I don't know if that's realistic. You know what I'm saying? Like, right now.
That's what you want. You got to lead by example.
Yeah, but you got to put time into that shit. And I'm just selfish. You know, like, I've been doing me and worried about me and me only for so many years that for me to, like, it's going to take a real woman to kind of, like, break that from me. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, you know how you out here and, like, you don't have a relationship. So, like, oh, you post something on the gram. Or, like, small things could upset your partner that you in a relationship with that you might not even be like, what? I like what picture? Like, man, shit, come on. Like, are you serious? You know what I'm saying? Like, that type of shit.
What about missing your blessings, though? Like, because you feel like maybe your guard may be too up too far and maybe somebody will try to get in there, but you're just like, no, I'm focused. I'm worried about work. You know what I mean?
Nah, that's true. And I think that sometimes people don't want to, like, I don't know if it's a right word, like, settle. You know what I'm saying? You know how everybody be like, yo, like, have this high expectation of what they want. You know what I'm saying? Like, but it could be right in front of me and I might not even notice because my mind, I'm thinking like, yo, I gotta have the baddest bitch in the world. She gotta be successful. She gotta be this. She gotta be that. And maybe the woman I'm supposed to be with is supposed to be helping me be successful. You know what I'm saying? Or plays a different role. But I don't know. That's just what it is.
Are you a trick at all? Like, do you buy presents and stuff like that? Or are you frugal?
Mm-hmm. I'm realistic. Like, look, I ain't one of them niggas that, like, you meet me.
That's a good way to say frugal.
Like, you're not going to meet me. You're not going to meet me and then, like, put to get some pussy. Like, I'm going to give you some money or something like that or buy you something. Like, nah. But, like, I'm realistic. Like, yo, if I'm somewhere, like, if I tell you to meet me on Rodeo Drive or whatever and I'm out shopping, like, I'm not that type of guy. I'm gonna buy you something because the situation, but, like, I ain't really with the paper play. And I mean, girls like me, so I don't even pay for no pussy.
So $5,000 for your outfit and $200 for her. Like, how does it work? Like, if y'all out shopping and you buy yourself a $5,000 outfit.
And shit, a couple G's, you know what I'm saying? Some shoes, you know what I'm saying? Like, something like that. It ain't gonna be the amount that I'm buying, you know what I'm saying? But you gonna leave with something. I'm a player like that. Like, I ain't gonna do you like that.
I had to meet you on Rodeo Drive, but it's her birthday.
I ain't telling you to meet me on Rodeo Drive. Nah, that ain't happening. Like, we gotta be rocking. I don't even know your birthday, for real, for real. Like, we gotta be deep to know your birthday and all that other type of stuff, for real.
What about dates? Vacation. Yeah, well, I was going to say that. What about, like, dates of vacation? Like, do you plan them out or have you been like, let me do something romantic?
The last time I went on vacation was we went to Mexico, but, like, I ain't planned it out. It was a girl that I was dealing with, I've been dealing with for a while, that was like, yo, like, I'm going to just round up some girls and, like, let's go to Mexico. And I was like, all right. And I paid.
Not romantic. Like, you and mad shit. Bitches.
That was my last vacation.
Lord.
Girls.
Did you
girls,
pay for everybody's flight and stuff in the room?
Yeah, for sure. I got a big ass house and I pay for everybody's flight. Like, that's what you're supposed to do.
How many of them did you fuck?
All of them.
Yo, to be honest, like, I ended up having sex with all of them, but not at the same situation. It was crazy because the girl I came with, of course, I had sex with her.
Oh, no.
I'm right. I'm back. The girl I came with, of course, I had sex with her. And then another girl, she told me to invite some more girls. Well, of course, I invited another girl that I ain't never hit yet, but I ended up hitting her out there. And then the girlfriend of the second girl that I ended up hitting, she ended up doubling back on me out here in L.A. and smashed me. So it was really one of them.
Is there any rules? Like, do you have any, like, I don't know, you don't care if they're friends, you don't care if you fuck up friendships? Like,
you know what, these girls, these women know what they doing. Stop, come on.
I'm about to say, I know, but I'm asking you, like.
You know what type of times we living in. You know what, them women know what they doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't no, I don't got to have no rules. Y'all friends, y'all decide what y'all want to do. Like, it ain't,
And it never causes you no drama? Sorry, Ange. It never?
Shit, it's all good. I really don't have a lot of drama. It's just that one situation that happened earlier this year. Like, and that was some like life-changing shit. But other than that, like, I ain't really been in no headlines or no shit in like 5 years, 6 years for real.
Yeah, just was in the damn blogs yesterday.
For that, which we said, I apologize for.
Erase that.
I apologize for that already. Damn, that wasn't. That wasn't.
Condoms all the time, Berg?
Huh?
I said, do you always use condoms?
You should try to. You know what I'm saying? Like, of course, I've been in situations where I've not used a condom, but I mean, I don't got no kids, so like, if you're not using a condom, you should at least pull out. You know what I'm saying? And shoot it somewhere. Shoot it on them. You know what I'm saying? That type of vibe.
You don't have any kids?
Zero.
What, so did that lady leave you alone? Because I remember it was like a woman that kept saying she had a kid with you.
That shit is some, that was shit, like I told you, that shit was when World Star Hip Hop first came out and I first became Young Berg, and it was some bullshit that I don't even know who that person is. That, and now that's damn near 15 years old.
Yeah, no, I just feel like every time like you come up in something, like she just finds a way. Is she like a obsessed fan, or did you have... Did you know her before this, or not know her? I mean, as far as like, was she reaching out trying to be an extra fan?
I don't know who this person is. Like, L'Oreal, you just called my phone. My phone number has been the same
forever.
Since you met me.
Yeah.
If somebody was trying to really get in contact with me, it wouldn't have to go to no internet shit. Like, don't nothing, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, that shit clout.
That's the only time you had to take had a situation where somebody thought that you was the father of their child?
Yeah, that shit. I mean, that ain't a situation. That shit fake.
Not a situation, but you know how other women may have tried to throw it on you.
I ain't never, like, see, that's a clout situation. And like, that was crazy. It's like, you would think that people would know that's clout, because I've been in the industry so long and no woman has ever said, like, yo, like a tangible woman, like, yo, I'm pregnant by him, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, that ain't never happened.
Ever. You never had a scare?
Nah. I mean, I had a crazy situation, like, probably, like, 2 years ago. It wasn't a scare. I was dating a girl. Like, yo, this some sick shit. This is some lip service shit, for real, for real. So I was dating a girl, and, like, we was in a relationship, and she got pregnant. And, we were vibing, like, but she lived in a different city or whatever. So, like, in my mind, like, I was going to do the right thing, like, yo, keep the crib, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, move you in, get you your own spot, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's really try and do this shit. And long story short, like, but I told her, I'm like, yo, don't put me on Instagram, because you're going to open up a whole different world for our relationship. Just go ahead and leave it wherever it is. And she decided to put me on Instagram, and then that shit went from there, and it caused a lot of trauma and bullshit in our relationship. And she was pregnant. I think she was pregnant all the way up to, like, as long as you could be pregnant and have an abortion. And she didn't tell me. She went and had an abortion on her own and never spoke to him. We never spoke again.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
That's crazy. And you probably was looking forward to being a dad for the first time.
And I had told my parents and all type of shit. Yeah.
Why would she do that without talking to you? Did you ask her?
Uh-uh.
That's a hard decision.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, shit. You know what I think, though? This is what I really think. I was the side nigga. She had a real man that she had been with for years, but I was like the nigga that you go deal with when you go bad with your man. You and your man in a bad spot, then I was like the side dude that she would go deal with. Our side relationship ended up turning into a real relationship, but I think that in reality, she was still in love with the nigga she had been with for a long amount of years. And shit, she probably had the abortion and got back with her man for real.
Damn,
this is harsh.
Yeah,
it's real.
I hope you do find the right one day.
Right, because that ain't it. Was you posting her and stuff too after she posted you? Like, you was like, "Fuck it," the couch at the bag, or you just said, "Fuck it"?
Nah, because honestly, like I said, it's that Instagram shit opened up a whole different world for your relationship. I wouldn't advise nobody to post this shit unless you're really solid in where you stand with your partner, you know, and you know everything. Because, like, look. A girl
First of all, I only posted the last person I posted to get my real boyfriend jealous. So,
okay, see,
it was an ulterior motive behind that. Okay,
that's kind of like how my situation.
I was going to say that. Was it similar?
Yeah, she got a real boyfriend that she really loved, but she dealing with me, and then it turned into something that was bigger. And So that's another reason why it's hard to, you know what I'm saying, trust too. You know, imagine you telling your family, you gassed up thinking you finna have a baby, like woman showing and all type of shit, you know? And then from there, didn't even tell me she had an abortion, nothing. I had to find out through another girl I was dealing with at the fucking, because they was in a beauty salon. This girl was a hairstylist and she got a phone and she was doing the girl hair. And the fucking girl, and they was talking about me. And the girl that was the hairstylist was fucking me too. And so she came back and told me that she had an abortion and all that.
Wow, player.
Yeah, well, you're fucking everybody too. And that's probably what she was doing her hair. She was like, fuck it, I gotta get rid of it.
I felt bad earlier, but then I didn't.
Yeah. That changed.
Hell no, you see, yo. No.
I don't feel so bad no more. And you knew what you was dealing with because you knew she had a whole boyfriend.
You see how you gonna try and twist and turn it? I wasn't dealing with them at the same time. I wasn't fucking the hairstylist. And this months had passed, and she had already had the
20 years
and all that. You know what I'm saying? Huh?
Let me leave you alone. I said 20 years passed.
Yo, all right, bye, Gucci, bye, Jeezy, whatever.
Can you trust somebody when the relationship starts off with you as a side guy?
I ain't know I was a side nigga. It wasn't like she told me. Like,
oh, this sneaky little girl. She's sneaky too. Control. When did you find out?
That I was the, well, what, the, about her? That
her real dude.
I mean, I would always assume she's a very beautiful woman. So it's one to assume that she's not just moving out, living out here 20, in her late 20s, early 30s, and don't have a nigga. You know what I'm saying? We don't live in the same city. So it always was in my mind that, you know what I'm saying, that could be an option.
I think long distance relationships are pretty shitty too.
It wasn't that long. It was kind of like living from like Philly to New York type vibe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was like being in the Bay and being in LA. Right? You know what I'm saying?
Well, on that note, I know we got to get going, but happy holidays, everybody.
Happy holidays.
Where are you going for Thanksgiving, Berg?
Oh, well, I'm going to be in the studio. You already know.
Get to the bag, man.
I'm going to be working.
Have you eaten a sandwich yet before we let you go?
Never.
You said that on lip service before, so we had to make sure. We had to update and see if anything's changed.
Never. And y'all crazy. I knew I was going to get a call from L'Oreal or something after that shit went viral, yo. Y'all is crazy. Yo.
Oh, wait. Didn't your head swell up or some crazy shit? I forgot. What did you eat?
No, nigga. I'm allergic. So, like, you know how I got real sensitive skin. So, I guess you ever seen, like, how a nigga go to the barber and, like, they put the dye on a nigga face and peel out the blackheads and shit like that?
Mm-hmm. Beijing.
Oh, for the face?
Yeah, Beijing. That's what Rudy Giuliani had dripping down the side of his fucking face.
No, nigga, I'm talking about the stuff that's like, it takes blackheads out your face and shit like that. Not Beijing or whatever.
Okay.
It's like a face mask or whatever that they do when they giving you the haircut or whatever.
Oh, and so, they peel it off. Okay, right.
It was a new barber. I ain't ever used them or whatever, and I was allergic to the shit. And, like, my head swell up. Like, that shit was, I wouldn't wish that on nobody. Like, that was, like, the worst.
How long was it big like that? You really look like Martin, like when he got in the fight on the box set.
Yo, niggas was calling me Hitchmaker. And all
that.
That's hella funny.
Yo, niggas was calling me Hitchmaker. Yo.
No, but for real, how long was it big?
See, look, this is the fucked up part. I didn't even know that I was having an allergic reaction. So I was in Miami. I got the haircut. I went to the studio. I flew to New York because I had a meeting. And I was as I'm on the plane, I guess my head is getting bigger and bigger.
Oh my God.
The same day I fly back to Miami after my meeting, don't nobody say nothing to me. And when I did the video and I looked at myself, I just walked in my hotel and I see my fucking head.
Yeah, no friends there.
My natural reaction. I didn't even know that I looked like that. Like nobody was like, hey, bro. Like, okay?
I thought it was a Snapchat filter. I swear to God.
Nigga, that shit was dramatic. I went to the hospital and all that shit. Nigga, I left on an ambulance, nigga, like, and went to the hospital. Like, that shit was so dramatic.
Again, it's from the mask. So stay away from that barber.
Always something, man. It's always something with you.
You got bad luck. You got, like, prayers. Mm-hmm.
I got the best luck.
People always catch you on videos doing something crazy.
No.
Remember Miami, that little scooter accident?
Oh my now God, man.
Way deep. Now you in the archives for real. That's before I was even nothing. Like, nigga, this is like 2000. And this is like the year 2000, nigga. Like, for real, for real.
I can't stop laughing at him, though.
Nah,
you need some sage.
With you. I don't know.
No, y'all ain't okay. Shit.
Honestly, though, congratulations on the success. We just did want to talk to you and make sure that you understand as women, because I know you got a lot of criticism and flack for that. So, you know, we just want you to say what
And I apologize on once again to her or whatever. I don't know her. You know what I'm saying? We don't really know each other. You know what I'm saying? So to her, her family, I send my apologies for that. And I wish it never came out. And I'm sorry about it, for real.
All right. See, when people make mistakes and can admit it and say sorry, I think that's an amazing thing, because I know every 5 years you do for something. So
I'm a hold my sorry for 2025. I see y'all then in 2025. We'll call you. Whatever.
Yeah, we'll reach out and so you can apologize live on lip service. Yes.
But thank you. Have a great holiday.
You too. Thank you.
Bye, babe.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.